course, hurricanes are named storms, but the weather pattern we went through on Friday night has a name of its own. It's a technical name known as derecho. Joining us live, WTOP traffic reporter Dave Dildine, who is also a weather research analyst. Nice to see you after Friday night, Dave.
Yeah, it's good to be here on my feet.
Yeah.
Windswept, swept away. A lot of people have been asking me, what is a derecho? The term's been thrown around a lot since Friday, and a lot of folks have never heard that term before. It's the Spanish word for straight or straight moving, and the National Weather Service loosely defines a derecho as an organized long track or cluster of thunderstorms that tracks at least 240 miles and that produces widespread wind damage and frequent reported wind gusts in excess of 59 miles per hour, 59 miles per hour being severe and meeting severe criteria. It's classified under a broader storm group of storm complexes known as mesoscale convective systems. But essentially what it is, it's a big cold pool of air that's dragged down from the atmosphere and self-propagates. And since we hit record high temperatures on Friday, there was a lot of instability to draw from. And so when the storm complex, which originated over parts of Illinois and Iowa, moved through the Ohio Valley and came over the Appalachian Mountains, it encountered all that warm air, even during the late evening hours, and that served as the fuel to initiate these thunderstorms. And of course, derechos are classified by, as we well know now, high wind gusts, and this was one of the highest wind events we've really ever experienced. They're not too terribly rare in this part of the country, but Dulles Airport got up to 71 miles per hour. Reagan National clocked a gust to 70 miles per hour as well. And out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a weather station at the International Airport there clocked a gust to 91
wow.
miles per hour at the
now,
height of the event.
It just raced here from west of Chicago where it started. Is this something you've seen in this area before?
They are pretty uncommon, but they're not unheard of. In fact, I dug into some research from the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. We actually average a derecho or a high wind event like this about once every 4 years in this part of the country. So not too terribly rare. And in fact, in parts of Tornado Alley, they actually get derechos once a year, sometimes twice a year. So not too terribly uncommon. And in fact, about 4 years ago to the date, we had a wind event similar to this, not nearly of the magnitude of the high winds that we experienced this latest round. But on June 4th, 2008, there were numerous reports of wind damage and wind gusts over 59 miles per hour, meeting severe criteria, and even a couple of tornadoes as well.
Now, we didn't know those were derechos, but now it's suddenly become a household word. Thank you, Dave. Good to get the background on this. That's Dave Dildine, WTOP traffic reporter and a trained weather research analyst.
Who knew? We didn't even know that about you, Dave. That's phenomenal. Now you chase storms, too. You go out and find
anytime.
Storm chaser, a man of all talents.